Let's talk about something new called Copilot Plus PCs, this crazy thing called Windows Recall, and what all this means for us. My first experience with these Windows changes was with the sudden introduction of Windows Copilot in Windows 11 over 2 weeks ago. Copilot is the new AI that is now part of Windows and replaces Cortana. I didn't want this, of course. First thing I did was to disable this in settings. Then I noticed some other strange little new behaviors in Windows that showed me that it is doing something called keylogging. And then, of course, we get all this information about the new Windows Recall feature, which, as you will learn later, is connected to keylogging. Windows Recall is where Windows takes a screenshot of your screen every few seconds and stores it historically for 3 months. So this is like keylogging, but it does it with screen images. Intuitively, I'm sure this hits many of you with immediate concern if you're remotely concerned about privacy. But hear this. I'm sure all of you are trying to find out where this Windows Recall feature is on your Windows machine, and 99.999% of you will not find it. So is this all hype, or is there something more sinister going on? I will tell you how to find this feature, but if you think Windows Recall is some isolated feature that Microsoft just added to somehow enhance your computing experience, think again. So Windows Recall is about AI. If you want to get some background on this new technology from Microsoft, including finding out where it is and where this is leading to, stay right there. First, let's give you some initial background on Windows Recall. This technology isn't as simple as it seems. This is not just about a collection of screenshots. Yes, the screenshots are collected within a reserved space of 50 gigabytes and is taken every few seconds by the OS. But you will find that the majority of you will not have this feature. You will not find a folder of screenshots, nor will you find out where to disable this. The reason is that Windows Recall is tied to the presence of an AI chip, the same kind of AI chip present on iOS called A11, A12 Bionic, or the AI chip in Google Pixels called Tensor, or the AI chip found in Apple Silicon Macs, meaning the M1 to M4 versions of MacBooks. This AI chip, in the case of Windows, will only be found on new PCs called Copilot Plus PCs. In fact, most of these models are so new, they are on pre-order. I went to Best Buy to see what is available, and the only models that are Copilot Plus PCs were Microsoft Surface Pro computers. Very few people will have these devices. So again, to clarify for most of you, unless you have a new Copilot Plus PC, then you have no Windows Recall feature since you have no AI chip. But they will be available soon from major PC makers like Dell, HP, and so on. Standard Intel machines will not have these. These new Copilot Plus PCs are running ARM chips with an AI, very similar to Apple Silicon. These new chips are running a CPU called Snapdragon X Elite, which is made by Qualcomm. For example, you can pre-order a regular XPS 13 with this chip today. The advantage is that these computers are meant to compete with Apple Silicon M1 to M4 chips. They're twice as fast as an x86 Intel chip and claim the use of 68% less power. Basically, the main advantage is multi-days of battery life while having top-level performance. What's impressive from a Windows point of view is Microsoft's ability to port Windows to an ARM chip after being tied to x86 since the original founding of Microsoft. So technically speaking, this is a big deal. But what is not a big deal and ultra-concerning is this move by all computer makers of utilizing AI chips. I've made a recent video about the Apple AI chip and the scary thing called client-side scanning, which did not get a lot of views, even though I've discussed the fact that Apple is busily examining your photo content for some unknown purpose. And now this is globally being done by Apple, Google, and Microsoft, all are using AI now on newer devices, which have the ability to scan what you're doing on your devices. Let me talk about the Windows Recall feature for a moment. This is not just Windows taking screenshots every few seconds. That could have been done in Windows 3.1. That's a technical nothing. Think about the purpose. Unlike any text-based surveillance, taking screenshots allows an AI to recognize what you're looking at on your computer. For example, if you queried Windows and asked the AI, presumably by using Copilot, when the last time was that you looked at a bear and which side it was, the AI would then have scanned the object analysis done by the AI on all your screenshots. This would be an easy word search. And maybe it will display a photo you were looking at of a bear at Yellowstone Park 2 months ago. So understand what the AI does. Screenshots are being evaluated by image processing AIs. This is the same capability as Apple's statement saying that they designed this to catch illegal photos called CSAM. Well, Apple suspended the CSAM project, but the scanning continues of your photos using the macOS module Media Analysis D. On Windows, this would be handled by the module responsible for Windows Recall. Now, let's be real here. How important is it for you to have your operating system know what you did to the point of recalling every step you take on your computer screen every few seconds? Is this really a feature that would have you jumping? Seriously? Did we all lose our memory all of a sudden? Or maybe the justification is that some of us will have Alzheimer's? Folks, when new technology like this is introduced, do not be enamored by shallow explanations of a purpose. Just like Apple, these features make a new capability that didn't exist before. Again, it is the same thing, client-side scanning. Last year, I said to you that many governments, particularly the EU, UK, and the US, wanted the platforms to have the capability to scan the content of devices pre-encryption. Supposedly, these features were needed to protect our kids because of the possibility of illegal content like CSAM. Lo and behold, and suddenly every platform is integrating this ability into every device. Let me expand on this on the Windows side. I've spent a lot of time explaining this about Apple devices in my recent video, which I will link in the description. So the main capability that this technology does is retain a history of everything you did on the computer. That's what the screenshots do, of course. And though the screenshots themselves may disappear over 3 months to save space, we don't exactly know what happens to the object analysis or what is found in those screenshots. Apple's version of this object analysis of the photos was called a neural hash. Microsoft's version will be kept somewhere. Could this also be uploaded to HQ? It doesn't have to be, but a text or binary storage of this object analysis would not take up a lot of space. It could stay on your computer for a very long amount of time. Now combine this with what I said about keylogging. Windows now tracks every action you do on Windows and logs it. This is called keylogging. This is the most feared cybersecurity attack in the world. But in this case, presumably it is kept only within your device and also presumably encrypted. At least that was the claim with the Windows Recall feature. So if your device does not have Windows Recall, you at least will participate in the text version of Windows Recall, which is keylogging. And if you do have these new Copilot Plus PCs with Windows Recall, you will have the advantage of both screenshot analysis and keylogging. Now we have absolutely complete information about everything you've done on your device. This is pretty crazy just even from a shallow analysis. And there are heavy claims that this is all encrypted and nothing will take this from your device and upload it elsewhere. So they say. This is pretty incriminating though, and you can't even keep what you do secret, even on your own computers. Think about things like entering the seed to your cryptocurrency wallets, all visible to the screenshot and obviously visible to the AI. This is not all about identifying you from your secret viewing of porn sites. There are serious security and privacy issues here. If you're looking at private photos of yourself and your loved ones, is this something that the AI is supposed to know about? And this is true of both Apple and Microsoft here. But keylogging by text or by screenshots is a very serious threat. It scares me to think about what that can mean, even legally. Let's say you typed out some important response to some legal case, and then you changed your mind and deleted it. It is not part of your case evidence at that point, but someone looks at your device history and then sees what you are thinking about at the time and then uses that against you. This makes your life and thoughts immutable. The total absence of privacy. This is what this implies. Now let me show you a new set of mechanics here related to AI, which benefits Microsoft greatly. Microsoft is directly associated with OpenAI. OpenAI is, of course, the very well-known creator of ChatGPT, GPT-4, and now GPT-4o. Microsoft invested billions into OpenAI. Microsoft first introduced ChatGPT to Bing, and now these versions of these AI products are now integrated into Windows 11 using Copilot. So Copilot is powered by OpenAI, which is the most well-known of all the AI platforms. Let's just compare Google's AI called Gemini against Copilot for a moment. Google knows every click you've made on the internet. I made many videos explaining the technology of Google Analytics, Google ID, and how this is integrated into practically every website. So in combination with Gmail, YouTube, Google Docs, Google Search, Google Sensor Vault, and every internet action connected with your Google ID, Google knows a tremendous amount of information about each individual. There is no doubt that unless you've taken privacy precautions, that Google knows everything about you. The fear that I have is when the AI is given access to this personal information, then the AI will have the power to manipulate you at the personal level, particularly if you're going to have long-term conversations with it. Enter Microsoft. Microsoft does not have the personal social media data or history that Google has. That was not the original model that Microsoft was built upon. I've said in the past that the easiest way for Microsoft to do client-side scanning was to just build it into Windows Defender, the antivirus. This is already scanning your content constantly. It examines every file. But using an AI chip was not something that was available when I said that. With an AI chip, the analysis is made easier because history is not just based on text. History includes subjective analysis of objects on the screen. Suddenly, if you maintain this history of everything you're doing on a computer, plus tie it to a Microsoft ID, and then add the Copilot AI on the computer to analyze this history, zuck. Instant personalization of what you've been doing. Suddenly, Copilot becomes ultra powerful. Copilot could see every photo, everything typed, every app run, every purpose you use the computer for is completely revealed. So someone can ask Copilot if there's anyone in the world with particular behaviors and characteristics and thoughts based on this analysis, and Copilot will know who it can be. This is without uploading Windows Recall object analysis to Microsoft or uploading keylogging. The AI can do the analysis instantly on your machine, locally. My goodness, folks, client-side scanning on steroids. I always look at these kinds of issues from a geopolitical sense. This is the kind of control sought by dictators with world domination as their goal. I don't want to be trite and say such and such an evil despot in history would have accumulated unlimited power over people with the ability to know just about every thought. But imagine the power of the company with the ability to use AI to analyze the actual actions of billions of people directly through screenshots and keylogging. Now I realize this would also mean no more criminals and terrorists if these people use computers. but there will no longer be any possibility of disagreeing with whoever is in power. The only possible way to survive this is conformity. Conform to whoever is in power. Governments like the CCP would just absolutely love this. And eventually all governments would turn into something like the CCP with full population surveillance and enforcement of conformity. Why are we allowing technologies like this to exist? You would be naive if you didn't understand the potential use of this kind of tech. This now opens up the possibility, easy possibility, of integration of AI with mass mind control. Now, as I said, the use of Windows Recall specifically is limited to devices with an AI chip. Fortunately, I can pass some good news for us here. Qualcomm has stated that it is their goal to make this new Snapdragon X Elite chip compatible with Linux. I don't know how long it will take to make that happen. Of course, Linux already has good support of ARM chips, so this shouldn't be too hard. The good news is that these Copilot Plus PCs will offer us new hardware with the same level of performance as Apple M4 computers, but running Linux. And no harnessing of the zucking AI chips. If this kind of unparalleled invasion of privacy doesn't make you think long and hard about changing your operating system to Linux, I don't know what will. This is a complete move of evil that is unheard of. Same with Windows with all this keylogging, even on an old Intel machine, is still scary. With or without a Copilot PC, Windows has chosen to go to the dark side. Zuck you, Microsoft. We are barraged with constant threats to our privacy. For this reason, I've created a company that builds products meant to protect ourselves. And our store is on the site BraxMe. One of the biggest threats on the phone side are platforms using our phone numbers as ID cards. We have a new product that can give anonymous phone numbers called Brax Virtual Phone. We have phones that do not connect with big tech and make your phone use invisible. These are called the Google phones. We have identity-free email using BraxMail. We have a VPN and VPN routers that are meant to protect your IP address. All these tools are intended to hide your internet footprint so you become invisible. Check these products out on our social media site, BraxMe. We have over 100,000 users there talking about privacy issues. And if you join us there, you can get access to the store. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you again next week.